Page 49, Measure 24-481, Jervis School District Number 1, authorizes general obligation bonds to improve and update school facilities. Question, shall Jervis School District Number 1 issue $24,490,000 general obligation bonds for school construction, improvement, and repair costs? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Section 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Summary, the district has been awarded a $4 million state grant available only if the bonds are approved. Bond and grant would fund capital costs within the district, including safety, security, and technology additions and upgrades, furnishings, equipment for all buildings. Middle school, construct new multipurpose building for cafeteria, kitchen, performing arts, library, media, STEM, classroom, and office space, community use. Improvements to existing building and site, gym, entry, expansion of drop-off and parking zones for safety, walkways. High school, improvements including roof, classrooms, front entry, restrooms, locker rooms, ADA accessibility, seismic upgrades. Elementary school, improvements to existing buildings including HVAC, entries, ADA accessibility, roof, refinance existing loan. If projects are under budget, additional HVAC at high school, outdoor student gathering places and structures would be added. Bond issuance costs. Bonds may be issued in one or more series, each maturing within 25 years from issuance. Bond tax rate estimated at $1.97 per $1,000 of assessed value. Actual rates may vary based upon interest rates and changes in assessed value. Page 50, explanatory statement for Jervis School District Number 1, Measure 24-481. The Jervis School District Number 1 will be awarded a $4 million grant from the state of Oregon if the voters approve the $24.49 million general obligation bond. Jervis Elementary School was built in 1934 and has had minor additions and remodeling over the years. The same goes for Jervis High School, which was built in 1963. Jervis Middle School, consisting of two prefabricated modular buildings, was constructed in 2013 as the district consolidated to provide a separate facility for 6th through 8th graders. It provided classrooms but no common areas. The district reconvened the pre-bond planning committee of parents, staff, and community stakeholders to consider feedback gathered after the May 2022 bond was defeated and prioritized projects to reduce the cost of the bond. The committee whittled the project list down from $35 million to $28.49 million, $24.49 million from the proposed bond and $4 million from the state grant if the bond is approved. Bond funds would be used for safety, security, and technology additions and upgrades at all buildings. Project lists include finish Jervis Middle School, construct new multipurpose building for cafeteria, kitchen, performing arts, library, media, STEM, classrooms and office space, community use, improvements to existing buildings and site, gym, including expanding undersized classroom spaces, security entry, expansion of drop-off and parking zones for safety, walkways, fencing to enclose campus, safety and HVAC improvements at Jervis Elementary School, new HVAC system paid for in combination with ESSER III funds and the bond, remodeled front entry for ADA access and secure entrance, improved security systems throughout the campus, exterior improvements including window replacement, roofing, and paint, upgrade student restrooms with new fixtures and finishes, replace ceilings, flooring, walls, and paint the interior. Bond funds would be used at Jervis High School for career and STEM classroom upgrades, upgrades to plumbing, electrical, and ventilation of systems of the existing science labs, infrastructure, access, and safety and security upgrades, door hardware, security fencing, cameras, ADA accessibility upgrades at gym mezzanine, new secure vestibule entry, remodel administrative office to accommodate vestibule changes, exterior improvements including window and door replacement, roofing and paint, upgrade the existing student locker rooms and restrooms to meet current code, replace ceiling, flooring, walls, and paint in the interior. If the bond passes, a community oversight committee will be formed and charged with ensuring the money spent align with the bond as described on the ballot measure. Bonds may be issued in one or more series, each maturing within 25 years from issuance. If approved, the bond tax rate is estimated to be $1.97 per $1,000 of assessed value. Actual rates may vary based on interest rates incurred and changes in assessed value. Information submitted by Dandy Stevens, Superintendent, Jervis School District. No arguments were filed in opposition to this measure. Page 51, argument in support. As educators of the Jervis School District, we are committed to serving your students and providing the very best educational experiences for all of them. The staff values the relationships and traditions only a small town and small school district can provide. Many educators have been in the district for several decades. You know us because we taught you, your children, and maybe even your grandchildren. Today we are humbly asking for community for financial commitment to their schools. We must address the spaces and facilities that have served unchanged over the decades and are in dire need of upgrades. It is important to have spaces that foster learning rather than creating obstacles to learning. While our custodial and maintenance staff continues to do a phenomenal job, eventually everything reaches a point that is beyond simple repairs. We are at that point in the district. Our students deserve windows and roofs that hold out the rain and weather, heating systems that provide adequate airflow and comfort, spaces that foster 21st century learning and collaboration, and athletic facilities that they can be proud of. A comprehensive list of bond projects is on the district's website. We understand that every dollar in your household counts in this economic climate. Therefore, we have readjusted our focus on the most pressing needs of our district and are proposing a smaller bond amount. A program is also being instituted to help some folks get financial assistance for the slight tax increase. Jervis is one of the only districts in the Willamette Valley without bond dollars supporting improvements in our buildings, and it is very apparent. We ask that you consider helping us to instill community pride and a renewed enthusiasm in our schools. Sincerely, licensed staff of Jervis School District. This information furnished by Elania Bell on behalf of Jervis Education Association. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Here's a reminder on page 51, how to contact the Marion County Clerk Elections Department. In person, 555 Court Street, Northeast, Suite 2130, second floor, Salem, Oregon, 97301. By mail, Post Office Box 14500, Salem, Oregon, 97301. By telephone, 503-588-5041 or 1-800-655-5388. The TTY number, deaf and hearing impaired device required, 1-800-735-2900. By fax, 503-588-5383. By email, elections@co.marion.or.us. Website, www.co.marion.or.us/co/elections. Office hours are 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Hours on Election Day, May 16th, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Back to page 49 for a reminder. If a person tries to cast a ballot for a deceased voter, they could face felony charges. It is a felony offense to vote for someone else.